Since 2012, the C.F. Ku Foundation-led Taipei Li Yuan Peking Opera Theatre has cooperated with Poly Theatres on the Chinese mainland. They've presented over 70 shows of 10 classic operas, including The Jester and Distance Tests a Horse's Stamina. Taipei Li Yuan was founded in 1998, 10 years after its most celebrated leading actor-director, Maestro Li Pao-chun, came to Taiwan and started his career as a partner in the Ku Foundation. The Ku Foundation's project of promoting Chinese opera is led by Vivian Ku. According to Ku, the cross-strait cooperation in opera started when they were seeking opera bands to accompany opera shows. Vivian Ku recalls,
大概三十年前，台湾的好的乐队的人员就很少。
About 30 years ago, there were few qualified opera bands in Taiwan. Due to a shortage of good teachers, learners could not figure out what to do and had to rely on videos to teach them. As a result, everyone had to fumble on his or her own. We thought it was impossible to stage a good play without a qualified band. We had been looking for years for good opera bands that could play the Jinghu and the Yueqing, the Chinese traditional musical instruments. Then, an opera band from the Chinese mainland came to help, and they rehearsed with us in Taiwan for more than a month. That was our first ever hand-in-hand cooperation. When they departed, all the artists from the mainland were very sad. Upon their return to the mainland, they wrote to me, describing their experiences in Taiwan as the most creative time in their careers.
Later, as the opera shows were increasing in popularity in Taiwan, Taipei Li Yuan began inviting mainland opera singers on stage. At the moment, at least half of the performers are from the Chinese mainland, while the other half is from Taiwan. During Taipei Li Yuan Peking Opera Theatre's ongoing tour in Beijing, all three shows are given by three performing artists from Taipei and three from the mainland. The mainland opera artists are selected from Tianjin Peking Opera Theatre and Suzhou Kunqu Opera Theatre. Vivian Ku again.
那个千里送金娘的金娘是台北的、那所以呢其实金娘很有趣哦。
Escorting 金娘 home is part of Kunqu Opera Zhao Kuanyin. The lead actress plays a girl named 金娘 who has been kidnapped by a group of bandits. Actually, the lead actress is a mainlander.Who married a man from Taiwan. She and her husband met in Beijing when he continued his studies in Beijing. Then, they fell in love and moved to Taiwan together. She is a northern Kunqu opera performer. We all know that escorting Jin Niang home is a seminal piece in northern Kunqu opera. She is quite happy. She'd never dreamt this could happen. She thought her marriage meant she had to permanently quit Kunqu opera stage.
Vehicles for promoting Chinese performing arts, especially Chinese opera, has not only facilitated people-to-people exchanges across the streets, but also brought opera fans closer to the stage. Alongside their shows at the Poly Theatre in Beijing, Li Baochun and his opera troupe have also given short demo shows, followed by their interpretations of the new elements they invented in the adaptation of Peking Opera and Kunqu Opera. Finding new changes with excitement, an audience member surnamed Li promised he would come for sure to watch all three shows.At the Poly Theatre.
I'm 60 years old now. I watched these three opera shows with my parents when I was a young child. I plan to review all of them in the theatre. Today, the actors and actresses didn't dress up. Actually, the change of opera costumes is complex but pleasant to look at. To me, the tune sounds so pleasant that it could be taken as a form of pop music.I hope not only opera artists, but audience members have kept the art form going.
后继有人，就他的受众，他的观众也后继有人。
Both the Peking Opera and Kunqu Opera have gone through several changes over the past few centuries. Today, Chinese traditional operas are very modern.Li Baochun admits the innovation of Peking opera is a new subject for both mainland and Taiwan artists.
我们的宝莲灯，宝莲灯说 The Lotus Lamp, as an example, some audiences compare it to a Broadway musical. In fact, it's not an accurate interpretation. By absorbing some rhythms and movements of modern dances, as well as new fashionable music, we make the opera appear different in terms of audio and visual effects. This is one of our bravest endeavors.
Each single show is a testament to the common efforts across the streets in preserving the shared legacy of Chinese opera. Vivian Ku again.
Every time we saw opera performances like this, we cannot help but fully recognize that cross-straits exchanges are strictly necessary. The more we do in this regard, the more we will benefit from it. Friends made through art can last a long time.
For CRI, I'm Xu Fei.